Good morning, church. Good to be in the house of the Lord. I see that the children are already leaving. It's good we got them well trained, isn't it? Well, start, Barb. Praise the Lord. It was interesting to me that, so as I was going through the week, I had a little bit of a mud puddle I had to go through this week. And, I noticed as I was sharing with people this week that there's a lot of others of you that have had problems in your life this week, tough times. And I noticed the songs this morning talked about the same thing that the Lord showed me this morning or this week as I was preparing to bring you a message today. I've titled the message, "The Battle Is Not Yours, But God's." We're going to be looking at Jehoshaphat today and his battle that the Lord took. And then I was looking through my little book that the church gave us men on Father's Day. And that on the 8th page it says that when trouble walks in your door, I'm going to start with this today. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." Trouble comes to everyone in all shapes and sizes. But what you do with that trouble is all that really matters. Learning to trust in the Lord with all your heart is the first step in dealing with trouble. A wise father learns to include God when trouble knocks on his door. God has promised that when you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will direct your path. God does not intend for you to go through life alone. When you choose to depend on Him for wisdom, He promises to guide your path for His glory and your benefit. You are blessed even when trouble walks in your door. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You. Thank You for the trouble that You put in our life to make us grow, Father, so we can learn to trust You completely. For You are always faithful. You're there to carry us through our trouble. And for that, Lord, I thank You. Lord, I just I bless You and worship You this morning because of who You are and what You do in my life and in our lives. We thank You, Father, for taking us through the trouble that we don't always have to. We don't have to deal with it every day. Lord, that You carry us through. So we thank You for that. As Lord, as we look at Your word today, help us to see You and learn, Father, to worship. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. So the battle is not yours, but God's. Let's begin today in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. As I said, this is the story of Jehoshaphat. He was a king. Jehoshaphat was one of the rulers over Israel. Yes. We're going to begin actually right in the first verse. Just go look down through part of chapter 20. And Second Chronicles. So, I guess before I go on, I want to tell the church that Wednesday morning I did find out I have prostate cancer. The doctor said it's low grade, low volume, so that means there's not much there. It's treatable. So, I'm satisfied with the results of our visit. The biopsy did turn up. I was hoping that there would be nothing. That's the way we were praying. Doesn't always go the way we hope, does it? So, if you would, just pray for Patsy and I. We don't have to make a decision until sometime in October. We're going to go another 3 months, do another PSA test, and then go on from there. So, just continue to pray. We trust the Lord in it. And that's why some of you have had troubles even bigger than mine this week. Matt said the first 3 days of his week felt like 3 weeks. So there's trouble all the time, isn't there? We don't know what we're going to have to do each day as the day starts and ends. So I want to look here in chapter 20. It says, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, with some of the Meunites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. So this was not just a small group of people. There were three different groups of men that got together to fight against Jehoshaphat. So some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. And so, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. So, this, to me, is a sign that the first thing we need to do is go to the Lord when a problem comes in our life. Our first item of business is to inquire of the Lord. Go to Him and seek His face. So, and he proclaimed a fast. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord, and indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard, and he said, O Lord, our God, or O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built it in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we'll cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. So Jehoshaphat had already been through enough that he knew who God was. He already knew that he could trust him. Said, aren't you the God that drove out the people before Israel and made a place for us? You're the one that made it possible for us to live here. So his first order of business was go to the Lord. It says, but now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession that you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Many times have our troubles seemed so big that we didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to deal with it without going to the Father. I've been with people who had no other choice in life but to go to the Father. That was all they had left, and so I love it that Jehoshaphat went there first. Before he even knew what was going on, somebody told him that there's a vast army coming, so he went to the Lord. And he knew that that's what he had to do. So in verse 13 it says, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. So everybody came together. They came to the temple. They came to the meeting spot for the church. Children of Israel joined together, the men, the women, their children, and stood there before the Lord. And in a lot of these Old Testament passages, we find them standing for hours to worship, to praise, to listen, just to listen to the scripture read. Part of the time when they come together just to hear the Word of God and stand for hours. And it's hard for us to sit for an hour, isn't it? But they would stand for hours just to be with God's people. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, a descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. And he said, listen. There's a couple different places here that say that, say to listen. So I found out that it's important to pay attention when the Word of God says to listen. So he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all you who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. So, out of all the verses that I read today, if you don't have this one underlined, do so. And memorize it. And remember that the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah. That we don't have to fight it alone. And thank you, Jesus. Says, tomorrow, march down against them, and they'll be climbing up by the pass of Zis. You will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. And you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance that the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. So, even before they go out, the Lord encourages them by one of the men in the assembly, one of the Levites, one of the leaders of Israel, the spiritual leaders. He said, look, don't be discouraged, don't be afraid. God's going to fight this battle for you. So what does Jehoshaphat do in verse 18? He bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. And I found this week that as I spent time in worship and in praise, my problems disappeared because I could see the Lord. So if you... And we're going to see by the end of this today that when problems come, if you go to worship, that the problem disappears. It doesn't exist anymore because your focus is on the Father and not on your problem. But he bowed down. All the people bowed down to worship. It says, then some of the Levites from the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. So early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa, and as they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me. And again, there's that word, listen again. Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. So there's that other word of faith. our life is a walk of faith. It's part of our spirituality. It's a walk of faith, so we have to believe. We have to be able to, we have to know God. We have to walk in His ways and know Him. So in verse 21, he says, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. So if you can imagine this, the army is big. There's a lot of men. They're going to fight a big battle. So he assigns men to go ahead of the army to praise, to worship. Wow. So here's the praise team right out ahead of the army. Imagine if our armies today would go out with praise team ahead of them. Hallelujah. But that's the way they're going. And it says, as they begin to sing and praise, so listen to this, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Hallelujah. Because they began to sing and praise, the enemy was defeated. Their problem was reduced to nothing. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So the enemy defeated itself because of praise, because of worship to the Father. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Praise. My Bible says the Valley of Barakah, but that's what it means. Valley of Praise. And that's why it's called the Valley of Barakah to this day, because they praised the Lord there. It says, led by Jehoshaphat, all of the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets, instruments of all kinds. The fear of the Lord, or the fear of God, came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. You can go on and read the rest of that. It's about Jehoshaphat and what God did for him in the final days of his life there as king over Israel. I'm not going to read any more of it, but the thing that I wanted you to understand is they were facing a big problem. And as he heard about it, as he found out about it, he went to the Lord in prayer, sought the Lord. And they all bowed down and worshiped the Lord as they came together. And the Lord told him to listen. And then he told him to worship and praise. And that's, I loved, as the song sequence went this morning, it was, first of all, we talked about some of the problems. The songs talked about our problems that we have and how sometimes they're too hard to overcome. And then we had a song of praise. began to praise, and I thought, how relevant that God did that today. Let's now go back to 2 Samuel. David also knew how to praise. And this is actually David's song of praise. This is in 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22. Oh, let's begin in verse 1. I want to look at a few verses here at the beginning of the chapter, and then we'll go down to 29 and through 33. Verse 1. Not there yet. Still got to get another page. It says, David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of his enemies, of all of his enemies, from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge and my Savior. From violent men you save me, and I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies." And we could put there, "I am saved from my troubles, saved from a little mud puddle that I'm going through today." On over in towards the end of the chapter, in verses 29 and following, it says, "You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. And He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. And says, you give me your shield of victory. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn." The battle is not yours, but God's. So when you come to troubles in your life, when you come through a little mud puddle that you're going to have to deal with today, remember to praise. Remember to worship. Maybe want to go ahead and go up and get Spanky to come down. I'm ready to close things up. As elders this week, we've prayed for quite a few people. There's a lot of troubles in the body of Christ this week, just here and there. So if you would, this week, pray for Mike in the hospital, Barb and Mike. Barb needs rest, and Mike needs healing. He's there for a couple more days of therapy. He's feeling good again, but continue to pray for them. Brother Stan, he's having rough weeks. Not just a few days, but rough weeks. He's in a lot of pain, not doing well. Wants to be here with us, but he just feels like it hurts too bad. He can't really get up and come, so pray for Stan. Anybody else need prayer this morning that you want prayer from the body? Yes. Less? Less? Yes. Pray for me. In fact, put me on your prayer list for every day. If you haven't done that yet. And I forgot myself in Sunday school this morning too. So I try to be less, not more. So. That is okay. If you need prayer this morning, you don't want to say anything, you want to come up, we'll pray with you. for anything at all. So as we close today, as the praise team comes, if you need prayer for anything. But do remember those that I mentioned so that we can get results from the Lord and intercede for them.